Good morning, it's Marty in Dublin. No, I can't see you either. See, this is for radio, this is not for television. Oh, I'm okay. Sorry.
We go on.
You're not going to let me down now.
No, of course not. I heard from my press agent that this was for television.
I'm sorry.
So I organized the camera team.
Oh, Lord
above me. And light people. I'm sitting in front of a Christmas tree with fire on. All for you.
Oh, that's awful. Oh, I'm so sorry about that. But as the fella said, it wasn't our fault. But we weren't to know. Anyway, look, Andre, the first thing I want to say to you is, good morning and how on earth are you? And how are things in Maastricht?
Oh, yeah, how am I? I'm in a good health, I must say. But for the rest, it's terrible. Normally, we would travel the world and give concerts. And now we are all sitting at home.
But you see, it's so much a part of who Andre Roux is. It's the whole idea of traveling the world and bringing that pleasure to people. It's just all about you.
Yes, and you know, the most beautiful place to be on earth is Dublin.
Go away with that. You say that to everybody, I bet you.
No. I don't say that to everybody. I say it to you because you can ask my whole orchestra, my whole crew. We are looking forward every year to come to Dublin because the audience there is really fantastic.
Well, I have been to see you on, I think it's three occasions. And of course, you made the live album. You had the live album in Dublin.
Yeah.
And you played with John Sheehan, the great John Sheehan.
Yes.
Violin player. So, I mean, you have that history here as well. But it is fantastic because one goes to your concerts and you kind of think, okay, and we've seen you on TV and listened to all the music. But for once you're in the audience and in the room, you forget about things outside, and suddenly it's a different world for the 2 hours that you're playing on stage. It's very affecting. It really is.
Yes, and that's exactly therefore we are traveling the world because it's as you say, we make DVDs, we make CDs, but being live on stage and looking the people into the eyes and see their smiling faces. That's why we travel the world, and that's why we come to Dublin.
Yes, of course. Now, I have to say, before we go any further, because I want to talk about this wonderful Jolly Holiday CD that you've just released.
Yes,
One of my favourite pieces of music has been, I love Italian music, and I know you love Italian music, and one of my favourite pieces has always been Vieni Sul Mar, which you had on your Love in Venice CD. And we play it by Pavarotti, we play it by I love your take on it. It's absolutely beautiful. I'm going to play it now to prove it. Now, there it is.
Yes.
There it is.
Thank you.
Mary Solmar, Love in Venice, from Andre Roux. Andre, how many albums do you know? How many albums you've released at this stage? Do you know?
Oh no, I don't know.
It must be about 7,000, does it? It must be. Or someone said to me, it just feels like it. But it's fantastic because the success goes on and on. The concerts sell the CDs. And then, of course, on television, quite often, we find that you're on constantly. It's such success. It is phenomenal, isn't it?
You know, it's always a huge compliment when people tell me, I hear a piece and after 1 minute, after one note, I hear that's you.
Yes,
and that's I don't know how we do it, but the people recognize immediately the André Rieu sound.
Yes, exactly. And listen, speaking, you mentioned the orchestra earlier on, the Johann Strauss Orchestra. What about all your lovely players? What have they been doing? I mean, there's no work, so they've been recording with you, presumably, have they?
No, not at all. After the 13th of March, we were playing in Tampa, Florida. And then President Trump said to the nation, please don't go to concerts anymore, it's dangerous.
Yeah.
So we all flew home that night. And since then, we're sitting at home. And every now and then, I phone a member of my orchestra because of his or her birthday.
Yeah.
And that's it. We are not allowed to come together and to play.
And how have things been in Maastricht from the COVID point of view?
The same. I think it's it's like in Dublin. Everything is a lockdown and everybody on the street with gloves and this, how do you say that? The thing on your head, on your mouth.
Yes, the masks.
Terrible.
Masks.
Yeah, the masks. Terrible.
That's awful.
You cannot breathe.
No, they're dreadful. We know it's necessary, and that's the point of it.
It's necessary, and of course I do it, but I would like to kiss everybody on the street.
With
that mask, I cannot.
No, and you could, and I know you can kiss in six languages, can't you? I know you can. Dutch, English, German, French, Italian, Spanish. Listen, by the way, we better play a track from this Christmas album or people will give out to us. I hope you'll send us a photograph of you beside the tree and we can tweet it to all our listeners. Will you do that for me?
Yes, I do that.
At least that. At least we'll get that. You start the CD with one of the great favourites, the Great Skater's Waltz.
Yeah, I love that piece. And it was in a convention center here in Maastricht. I changed it into a beautiful winter palace. And of course, I started the concert with the Skater Waltz, and everybody was in the atmosphere of Christmas. And I had beautiful, we have here in the north of Holland, in Friesland, we have a beautiful tradition skating with four next to each other with a stick in their hands, and they skate very slowly, beautiful movements. Oh, and the whole audience was applauding when they came on the ice rinks. It was so beautiful.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Well, here it is. This is the first track from Jolly Holiday, which is the Christmas CD from André Rieu, who's joining me this morning. This is Skater's Waltz. a decision, Andre, to how do you decide? How do you sit back and say, okay, 1920 tracks, how am I going to pick them? Because you had, and like you released a Merry Christmas CD many, many years ago, but how do you decide the tracks that are going to be on it? What do you, it's, I suppose it's more what you leave out, is it?
It's a very easy answer. I do that with my heart.
Ah, good man.
Only my heart. When I know that a piece touches my heart, I know it will touch your heart and the heart of the audience. And in Dublin, that is always the case, you know.
Yeah.
Very often in Dublin, I play a new program. And yeah, in Dublin, I can play whatever I want because they love everything.
Well, we do. Well, you see, the Irish, we love a night out. Gosh, don't we all love a night out? And we do love the idea of embracing an artist that we love. Do you know, it can be Bruce Springsteen tomorrow and it can be André Rieu the following night. And we embrace it because we love to let the artist know how much we enjoy what they do. And if we sing along or whatever, whatever. And I know you encourage that. You've always encouraged that. So there's always that great link between what you do and the audience in the room.
Yes, and you forget one thing, that is the fantastic humor of the Dublin audience. I remember I announced a very dramatic Italian opera aria from Puccini.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Madama Butterfly. And I said, very short story, it's about a geisha who married an American sea captain and he left her. Oh, the audience said. And then... but she went every night to the beach to wait for him. Oh, the audience said. I said, it's a sad story. Everybody was. So, oh my God, I love that.
it's how we operate. It's how we get through. Listen. And you know, the interesting thing is when you think about it with language, I love the fact that you get the fact that the audience are responding in that way. There isn't a language barrier between you and the audience, which is wonderful.
Yes, you know, I try to do my best in English. Right. I'm not very good in English, but they understand me. And when a word is wrong, they say, oh, it's okay, André, I understand what you mean.
That's right. But humor is a good... the fact that you can get humor in a different language is terrific. It really is. It's quite terrific. Listen, do you know what I must ask you about? And I can't let the moment pass without it. Pierre, your son and the American Dream.
Yes, he is still... he is still working on his museum, and he is looking forward because I know he's working on it every day.
Yes,
and it will open in a short time. So I'll tell him that you asked about it.
Absolutely,
love it.
Because this is going back to the links back in 1944, when the American soldiers liberated Holland.
Yes, yes, and they liberated Maastricht, and he personally knew or knows a lot of liberators. They are very old now.
Yes.
But he keeps that's his dream, to keep that memory alive.
That's a very fine dream.
And it's a fantastic dream.
Yeah, you must be very proud, because we live in a very strange world these days.
Exactly. Everybody is America, but... come on, they came here, all these young boys, and they liberated us.
That's very true. It must be remembered. By the way, if I was to say to you, what would be a favorite track from the new CD, where would you go with it? Would you be heading for like White Christmas or Panis Angelicus? What would be your favorite track on Jolly Holiday, André?
So I think the favorite track is Silent Night. But The Holy Night also, that's so beautiful. Or the track from where the angel is flying above the clouds. What is that? Winter.
Oh, the Walking in the Air.
Walking in the Air.
That's a great piece of music.
Oh,
really,
I love that.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous piece of music. Well, look at here it is, Walking in the Air, music from Jolly Holiday from André Rieu. just thinking, you must have the shiniest and the cleanest castle on earth after all this lockdown.
No, it's a small castle.
It's not that small. I've seen your castle. I've not been in it, sadly, but I've seen it on TV. It's a beautiful. You have a beautiful home, but you have worked so hard for this. And when I think back to your beginnings, and the fact your dad and the music that you were surrounded by really when you were a small boy, and the symphony orchestra that your dad conducted.
Yeah, you said you worked hard for it. Yeah. I remember I walked with my wife along the river here, and we saw the castle, and I said, "Oh, that's beautiful, that castle." And then she said, I would like to buy it. And then she said, "Yeah, you have to sell some of the records." So we did that, and then it was possible to buy it.
She's a tough girl, isn't she? But she's absolutely right.
Yes,
listen, I'm just thinking about Christmas. I have a vague memory when we chatted before that you said something about tomato soup at Christmas.
Yes, that's true. We have a Christmas tradition.
Yes.
You know, Marjorie and me, we have two sons.
Yes.
And Pierre and Mark. And when they were 5 and 7, they said, "Okay, you always cook for us at Christmas. We cook." So because we gave them a cooking book, and it was all about tomatoes. So they cooked tomato soup that was hot water with a tomato in it. And we said, "Ooh, that is good. That is
good for you."
Yeah.
That was
so. But since then, they learned a little bit to cook.
Obviously they've matured. But you have to be very positive with your children, and you were correct to do that. That was the way to play it. By the way, and what will Christmas be like? Will you be? Do you know, because of COVID and everything else? Do you know? Will you be able to have family? Will you be able to have people over? Or how do you hope to celebrate Christmas this year, Andre?
So first of all, I'm already for all my marriage time, and that's 46 years now, we celebrate Christmas at home with our family. They can offer me millions to play Christmas. I don't do that. I'll be at home. And this year, I think it will not be much different, even because of COVID. We are able to come together, I think.
Wonderful, wonderful. And it's important that people are able to do that and be able to spend time together. And is there a plan in place for touring again next year? Have you something on kind of standby on the basis that things improve and that we get out of this?
Yeah, I think everybody's speaking about the vaccine from Oxford, and will spread over Europe in January or even December. And so I'm going to be vaccinated as one of the first, I think, and my orchestra.
Yeah.
So we can come to Dublin in April.
Oh, that would be wonderful. We'd love to see you back in Dublin. And we might even bring a television camera that time. And having let you down this morning and not had a TV crew, I'm terribly sorry about that now. And we'll get over it. Well, what we'll do is we'll take another track to finish up. And you mentioned it, and I think it's a great piece as well, the Holy City, which is always wonderful, isn't it?
Yes.
It really is. Well, and so do you want to say anything to your Irish fans for Christmas then, just to give them a general hello from André Rieu?
So here is André Rieu.
Yes, got me. Yes.
So here is André Rieu. I wish all my Dublin fans the best and peaceful and musical Christmas they ever had, even in this COVID time. Please, please stay together and have a nice time and stay healthy.
André, you're an absolute joy. I love talking to you, and I really thoroughly enjoy your concerts. We have great fun, André, and I love the way we're able to have a laugh together. It's wonderful. It's Jolly Holiday from André Rieu. You're a joy, my friend. Have a wonderful Christmas. Be safe with your lovely family, and please God, we shall see you in the new year.
Thank you very much.
God bless,
André Rieu.
Bye.
Last night I lay a-sleeping, there came a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem. Jerusalem beside the temple there. I heard the children singing and the verse they sang. Me vogue the voice of angels from heaven and terrain. Me saw the voice of angels from heaven and terrain. The streets no longer rang. Hushed by the glad hosannas, the little children sang. The sun grew dark with the mystery, the moon was cold and chill, as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. The shadow of a cross was
in the morning on RTE Lyric FM.
Niall Carroll's Classical Daytime on RTE Lyric FM.